California Council of the Blind Board Minutes Summary, August through October 2018, by Artis Bazin, CCB Secretary. Board Minutes, August 9th, adopted September 9th. President Judy Wilkinson called the meeting to order. After roll call, no board members were absent and 17 participants were on the call. Motions passed to accept the June and July minutes. Treasurer Lisa Presley Thomas gave a report on the status of the changeover of the Treasury and the bank accounts. Jeff Tom gave an update for next year's convention during the week of June 6th to 9th. The room rate was $135, including tax. Transportation is easy for most folks. Meal rates will be less. In 2020, we're trying to get the convention in April, and the rate will be $145. The donor introduction invitation letter will be sent shortly after the Labor Day weekend. The luncheon will be November 6th, and a document showing our milestones will be shown. Jeff introduced the new co-chairs for the Governmental Affairs Committee, Alice Turner and Artis Bazin. A new CCB advocate to work in Sacramento will be announced in September. A Bay Area regional meeting will be held on September 29th at the San Francisco Lighthouse. Gabe sent out a revised policy on the CCB logo. Vivian Younger explained that the membership committee will be contacting chapters and affiliates for the proper person for on the membership list. Bonnie Rennie asked for the four goal topics and their short descriptions. The board meeting was adjourned at 7:47 p.m. The executive session immediately followed. Personnel matters were discussed. A motion passed for trips to Fresno be approved on a trip-by-trip basis. The executive session adjourned at 9:23 p.m. Executive session minutes September 9th approved October 11th. President Judy Wilkinson opened the meeting. Artis called the roll and Charlene Ornelas was absent. Louis Fawcett talked about the process for the next few months. He also sent us the budget for the ongoing Major Gifts campaign. He answered questions about the process of getting donations. A motion passed to extend Paul Shane's current contract as CEO on a month-to-month basis. The executive session adjourned at 9:20. Board minutes September 13th approve October 11th. President Judy Wilkinson opened the call shortly after 7. After the roll, Charlene Ornelas was the only one absent. Approximately 16 guests were present. A motion passed to approve the August 9th minutes as sent. A motion passed to approve the September 9th corrected executive session minutes as sent. Lisa Presley Thomas reported the amount of unrestricted funds in the Treasury as $158,146.24. A motion passed to accept the Treasurer's report as read. Judy stated Paul's contract ends September 19th. His contract is now continuing on a month-to-month basis. Invitations for the Friend Building Luncheon were sent over to 2,200 persons. The case for support paper will be printed with the agenda for the luncheon. Copies of the case for support document will be sent to members. Judy read the proposed budget for the ramp-up program, including proposed receipts and expenses. A motion passed saying that no overtime pay is allowed, except when there is written approval from Judy. A motion passed to approve the latest logo policy as sent. A new policy was implemented where approved. Minutes will be sent to the office, email lists, and webmaster. For now, this year's minutes should be sent to the webmaster. Judy mentioned that everyone should write letters or call about the AB 1013, the Accessible Absentee Ballot Bill, as soon as possible. Also, please contact your representatives and senators about the Amerikesh Treaty. Peter is getting married this weekend. Paul, Gabe, and Capital Chapter members participated in the Energy Upgrade California. A grant will go to an organization from the Public Utilities Commission. Rich told of issues with the setup for the program for the Energy Upgrade. After the roll for the executive session, Charlene and Karen Schrouder were absent. Personnel matters were discussed. The meeting adjourned at 9:36 p.m. Board minutes, October 11th, approved November 8th. President Judy Wilkinson opened the meeting shortly after 7 p.m. Secretary Artis Bazin noted the following board members were absent: Charlene Ornelas, Jeff Tom, Paul Pache Jr., Karen Schrouder, and Rob Turner. 24 guests were present. A motion passed to accept the September 13th CCB minutes. Paul Shane requested termination in 60 days. The board accepted Paul's 60-day termination request. Arguments on both sides will be signed. In Paul's remaining time, he'll work on the ramp-up program, budget for 2019, etc. After his departure, Judy will manage duties as CEO president as CCB managed previously. CCB will try having volunteers answering calls. Nicole will stay on. Rich asked about access to office for November 6th. Christy Crespin asked about a call routing system so volunteers can handle calls. A request for volunteers will go to the list. They may be in office as well. Judy gave the Major Gifts ramp-up update. 2,300 letters were sent asking potential CCB friends and donors to email or call to sign up for the luncheon. 1,100 self-mailers will be sent this week for responses by mail, calls, or emails. Only a dozen or so have signed up thus far. Research gave us a list of donors' income level. CCB members on the call made comments of concern. It was mentioned that letters should be sent to all members for donations, not just those listed as having a large amount of assets. CCB received an Energy Upgrade California grant from November 2018 to November 2019 to contact people in hotter parts of the state about energy use. The grant will cover some of our office costs, utilities, and etc. We need to reach 12,000 people in California, and 6,000 need to be reached during the first 6 months. CCB is starting the interviewing soon for the coordinator position. A motion passed to accept the treasurer's report. Judy mentioned the past convention budget costs. The upcoming convention budget will be around $50,000. The convention committee will be looking at ways to get sponsors and lessen expenses. Judy received comments from several CCB members who were not receiving their Medi-Cal announcements in accessible format. AB 1013 passed, requiring counties to have accessible absentee ballots. Artists answered questions about the new accessible vote-by-mail process. Linda mentioned taking advantage of it. The meeting adjourned at 8:27 p.m. Executive Session Board meeting October 25th, approved November 8th. President Wilkinson called the meeting to order and called the roll. Two members were absent. Pam Metz and Artis Bazin joined midway through. A motion passed to cancel our contract with Development Systems Incorporated. A motion passed to cancel the Believe and Achieve luncheon for November. A motion passed to move forward with our annual appeal letter sent to our mailing lists using email when possible. It was suggested to have the email letter include a link to the button to pay online. We should use Giving Tuesday and online crowdfunding. Another strategy for raising money is subletting room in the office. A motion passed to move forward with Dining in the Dark for 2019. Judy discussed formation of the Phoenix Committee to discuss how CCB can move forward. This committee of board and CCB members could look for future fundraising strategies. Jeff Tom, Rob Turner, Gabe Griffith, and Lisa Presley Thomas will serve on this committee as board members. Other CCB members will be asked to complete the proposed 8-person committee, with Judy being an ex-official member. The mini treadmill project will possibly start in the first quarter of next year. We need a committee for planning this business opportunity, possibly contacting SCORE. The EUC grant contract was discussed. A new person has been hired and soon stipend volunteers will be sought. The meeting concluded at 9 p.m.